If you can't exchange them for groceries.
This is where it started.
My poems aren't poems. They don't wear bonnets. If the satin doesn't stretch to protect them. My poems aren't poems. They aren't pills. Lexapro, a Sestina hitting the back of my throat. If you know my poems, you know what makes them poems. Auntie's asking for fingers to scrub. My mother's kiss and cuddle. My poems aren't poems if they aren't threats. All my poems are silver daggers. My poems aren't poems if they don't roll in with other poems. The way cousins shuffle in with other cousins. Poets shuffle in with other poets. All of our loved ones are poems. Stress over poems. The skin we get used to. My poems aren't poems if you can't live in them, and they wouldn't be poems if you couldn't die in them too. We live in a country that has been studying black women for hundreds of years. White men and women have taken their pens to illustrate the calculations of our skulls, have given us cartoon faces, and tried our dialect for their televised people. We are America's punchline. Our anger makes great jokes, and it rationalizes fear. In a world that has been writing about us for so long, poetry is a way for us to write the diagrams of ourselves. Poetry is really a black woman's dynasty. In poetry, a black woman lives. It's really a method of diagnosis. In a world that refuses to recognize our sorrows, poetry arrives as a prescription. I started writing poetry when I was 15, and I was really depressed. And I needed a way to articulate the way that I was feeling. But I wasn't that happy about writing poetry. I didn't understand how to be a black woman's armor. I was taught poetry as a white man's landscape. We all know Frost's Road, Poe's obsession with heartbeats, Whitman's obscenity, which I'm kind of a fan of. But I needed somebody who I could immediately recognize myself from. And it wasn't until I got a little older that I realized that I was standing in a lineage of tons of black women who had been writing for me and about me. Now, I couldn't talk about poetry if I didn't talk about Miss Gwendolyn Brooks. Now, Gwendolyn Brooks once instructed poets, write what's under your nose. Saying this, she was speaking to a kind of poetry that took the mundane and put it on a pedestal. Not all poems can be about flowers, y'all. And not all poets have the privilege or the time to be talking about flowers. Brooks understood that there are poems in train cars. There were poems in front lawns. There were poems in microwaves, in tea kettles. There's so much value about black domestic life being made visible and being celebrated and being investigated by black people themselves. Now, another poet I want to talk to you guys about is Margaret Burroughs. Margaret Burroughs, in her artist statement, talks about being one of the people who made the DeSalvin Museum possible. And in talking about that, she talks about how everybody on that team, they were all ordinary folks. She used that terminology, ordinary folks. I love that language. I love how both Burroughs and Brooks have an obligation to the ordinary and feel like they need to take the ordinary and paint it as something that is worth being painted. In her poem, Homage to Black Madonna, Burroughs attempts to write black women as the icons they've never been considered. She paints black women as something being worth painting. There's a stanza in that poem that really sticks out to me. When she says, gentle black women, while being hated, yet teaching love, being scorned, yet teaching respect, being humiliated, yet teaching compassion, respect. Thank you.
Thank you. in a state of dependence, ignorance, inaction. But that time is over. Now it is time to reinvent ourselves, power, our relationship with ourselves, with others, with the world, with the sky. Courage was absent from our hearts. We know it, this word, this feeling, this battle, yet we don't dare confront it. To seize oneself in order to move beyond the self, beyond idleness and fatalism imposed from above, by I don't know who. One day, courage became more than a word. It has transformed itself and taken us with it.
On the morning, virta somo nad managed to overcome all of the fear burie in him. The rang out, un ton tout stray en begant tout scram. For him, for us, a scramel forte redressing of justice, forte dictator to live, for leaf to be summiting elson. No amad, surely a madman. Tao have tank. Tao a peuple WHO name must have said abu him, titunisianman, Mohamed Bouzizi. WHO committed un imaginable be burning yourself a living front of the ton all of city Bouzido hero roi de nier to right to self stable, to earn a little money, to yat, to be la small life for yourself with dignity and respect.
He was mad. But in the end we heard his cry, we understood this gesture, taking with him the fire that we so miss. The courage, the momentum, the desperation which could be inverted. The force of a collective destiny where each individual might be able to act. Capable to speak ill of that which gnaws away at us, and which, eventually, prevents us from acting, becoming, existing. To face up to these powers that never cease to subjugate us, who tell us what religion, law and morality should be, while only actually thinking of their own political survival and the legitimation of their own dictatorship held up as so through empty speech. It is enough for one man at the end of the night, protesting with truth and strength, for the Arab world to begin to tremble and shake, for protests to arise day after day, tirelessly.
I believe, however, that if the conqueror reinforces himself through the process of new acquisition, he also weakens himself through this very process. This occurs above all when he does not have the capacity, or the desire, to swallow the inevitable aftershocks of such an adventure at both a biological and spiritual level. He is weakened by the fact that he opens himself to the other that he had until now constructed only negatively, to whom he gives a non-human dimension, allowing him to believe he is acting fairly when all he is doing is acting according to his interests and pursuit of pleasure. The conqueror forgets what is evident, the other is dynamic, the other, placed in new contexts, becomes the incurable element, a metamorphosis both visible and interior.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I'll go there proud. Moving along the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
The conqueror, in going about his conquests, enslaving, colonizing, is, in a certain sense, an object of conquest. He exposes himself without measuring in advance the consequences of this exposure. He only realizes these consequences much later, when the new, Complex reality reveals itself before his eyes, imposing itself in a way that threatens at the very least the threat which he perceives to be his purity. What lies then beyond racism is rage in the face of the establishment of the other as a human, that which he has always been, that which must be accounted for. It is when we develop strategies to constrain people to certain roles, to certain territories, or when we push things to the point of eradication. Samichek, La Couleur de la Crivaine. Quoted by Pierre Vermeer in Le Tracté des Colonisations.
Since the 1980s, campaigns initiated by Islamists, sometimes disseminated by the authorities, lead to the closure of cinemas, bars, restaurants, bookshops and cultural spaces, all considered to be spaces of debauchery or sin in Islamist language. The Maghreb has gone from having hundreds of cinemas during the 1970s, to just a few theaters in 2015. Prohibition. The spread and success of Islamism is also tied to social and economic factors. The most notable, largely left unchecked by the state, is mass unemployment, which affects women in rural zones most acutely, blocking these groups from accessing the labor market. Less than 20% of women work. Since the Arabization of education and the increase in access to university in the 1980s, unemployment among graduates has also become a veritable social issue. In the Maghreb, like in Africa, tens, even hundreds of thousands of highly qualified graduates are unemployed. In the absence of an adequate social security system, remuneration for doctors is rare. The system is even worse for students in Islamic or humanities departments, whose degrees and PhDs have zero value except on the rare occasions the state is hiring civil servants. With the housing crisis and overcrowding in Alger or Casablanca, mass unemployment, poor working conditions, stiglerism, the prohibition of sex outside of marriage, the exorbitant costs of getting married, the average age for marriage increasing to the 30+, is adding to an increasing sexual frustration among men ripe for radicalization.
rien n'a changé dans nos cœurs. C'est toujours la vie d'Anoka. Ouais, Chica passe au local. J'suis un démon magnifique. Ça sera toujours nous les coupables. Coupables d'être africains. Coupables comme Kadhafi ou comme Nelson Mandela. Maman, c'est le moment. Même on a trop souffert. Malige, c'est écrit qu'on devait souffrir plus que les autres. Mais les autres et leurs fils, ils nous ont tout pris. Donc moi, j'vais voler chez les riches comme mon frère Paddy. La 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 la. Je chante l'amour au milieu de cette guérilla. Parce que je t'aimerai pour toujours mon Algérie. Je chante l'amour au milieu de cette guérilla. Ils veulent pas la paix parce qu'ils connaissent pas la guérilla. Dans nos têtes c'est toujours la guérilla. Guérilla, guérilla. Dans nos têtes c'est toujours la guérilla. Guérilla, guérilla. Je suis là si tu me jettes. Elle me cherche, je suis plus là. Si il me cherche, je suis plus là. Si tu me cherches, je suis plus là. Elle me cherche, je suis plus là. Si tu me cherches, je suis plus là. Dis-leur tous, je suis plus là. Je viens d'être très très loin, tellement loin, presque de chez les morts. J'ai rêvé qu'on était plus pauvres, avec notre histoire triste n'était que des morts. Mais en vérité, ils se sont évadés ou barricadés. Tu vas y arriver, maman m'a dit, courage à vous le. J'attends pas l'amour, mon cœur est mort, bébé. J'attends la paix, j'espère qu'elle va pas tarder. J'étais dans le trou et toi tu ne faisais que regarder. Ma patte va me gratter, continue de regarder. Je change ma peau au milieu de ce guérilla. Parce que je t'aimerais pour toujours pour la chérie. Je change ma peau au milieu de ce guérilla. We'll be right back.
sense out of it.
It's thug life. The hate you give little infants.
F's everybody. I know what it stands for. What do you think it means?
I think it's about us.
Us who?
Black people. Poor people, everybody at the bottom.
Right, you want it? Pac was trying to school us on how the system's designed against us. Why else you think so many people in our neighborhood deal?
They need the money.
Yeah. And ain't no real jobs around here. So they fall into the trap.
And medical facilities are poor. We operate a predatory neo-colonial capitalist system, which is founded on fraud and exploitation. And therefore, you are bound to have corruption. Institutionalized.
Many criminal cases are set in the police station. I bet it can be.
This is Nigeria. You can't live in a. Everybody be criminal. This is Nigeria. Look how we live in a. Look what we eat in a. Everybody be criminal. This is Nigeria. Just because I'm on TV now. Person we don't get work is checking to see if my work is original. This is Nigeria. Where am I, Madam Philomena? Money vanished for your office, 36 million. You tossing an animal. This is Nigeria. Never any recession. When looters are killers and stealers are still contesting election. Politicians with thieves are billing and billing. You know they go prison. Police station they close by 6. Security reason.
My brothers and sisters, I want you to put your hands up right now. Because your miracle is coming this week. If you believe me, let me hear you say amen.
This is Nigeria. Praise and worship, we're singing out. Pastor put his hand on the breast of his member. He's pulling the demon out. This is Nigeria. No electricity daily. Young people are still working multiple jobs and they talk say we lazy. This is Nigeria. There's plenty wahala shot. Fulani heads, man, still they slaughter. Got the people, they massacre. This is Nigeria. What's in my area? This is democracy. Political hysteria. Yeah, we are up to everywhere now. And we act like it's so cool. Casting the pee and being castigated just for trying to be noble. This is Nigeria. Look at my nation, oh. Sir, stop before road, any explanation. You could talk about station, oh.
Sir, look, I'm sorry. I'm just a student. I'm a student of the University of Lagos. We're just coming from the club, okay? So my friend and I, well, no, sir, I have my ID to prove.
Everybody be criminal. Look how we live in. Everybody be criminal.
Transmission.
What happens every day?
Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all, y'all remember me. Y'all, y'all remember me.
Last chance, fancy pants.
Oh, very well.
Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all, y'all remember me?
I like the way you die, boy.
Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all, y'all remember me?
I like the way you die, boy.
Only wish to breed, I explode into a million seeds. Y'all remember me? Legendary, live eternally. Bury me in pieces cause they fear reincarnation. Niggas screaming peace. Cause they fear when my squad face them. Take them to places, take the face, then erase them and break them. Murder motherfuckers out of rate and quicken and base. Blast me, but never ask me to live a lie. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Now even if you blind, you can still see my prophecy. My destiny to overthrow those on top of me. Bitch made niggas in that bullshit you going through. Outlaws, busting, busting, we untouchable. Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all, y'all remember me?
I like the way you die, boy.
Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all, y'all remember me?
Expect me, nigga, like you expect Jesus to come back. Expect me, nigga. I'm coming.
Away from this world. an African person. I call myself an African person. I call myself an African person. I call myself an African person. Well, I don't make my work for you to interpret it. I make it for black young people so that they can understand. That we have to be strong-minded. That we have to be productive. To be unafraid of expressing ourselves. And getting what we want in this society. I make it for black young people so that they can understand. We are at war.